Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you. We honor you. You are the King of glory. Come and remain and reside in us, O God. O God, we repent and we ask your forgiveness for everything that we've done. Everything we are about to do, every thought that we have that's not like you, we bring it into captivity right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you are Lord, you are God. There's no God like you, Jehovah. No God great like you. No God holy like you. No God mighty like you. We come welcoming your presence. We welcome your presence today in the mighty name of Jesus. Your presence is holy. Holy is the way. Holy is the way. You are holy. You are great. You are greatly to be praised. We honor you today. We honor your holy presence. Come in, O God. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you, none like you in the heavens, none like you in the earth, O God. We worship you, Almighty. We honor you, O God. You are holy, you are mighty, O God. We reverence you, O God. We worship you as King, King of kings, Lord of lords. We bless your name, O God. We honor your presence, O Holy God. You are Alpha, you're Omega. Be high and lifted up, King of kings, O Lord Almighty. None like you, we worship you, we worship you. Father, we're so grateful that we could call on your name, that you don't restrict us, that any time we call on you, you've already heard, you've already answered us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that we could call on your name morning, noon, and night in the mighty name of Jesus. You hear before we call. We say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for you are mighty. You are holy. And we thank you. We cover each and every person on the line today, everybody who's coming on, everyone who's already on, we cover all of us, ourselves with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No backlash, no retaliation, no revenge shall come upon us or our families. We are covered with the blood. Well, good afternoon, Wednesday midweek Bible study people. We thank God for you. We thank you for being on with us this afternoon. We are praising the Most High God, the only true God, the one and only. None can compare to him. He's awesome. He's magnificent. He is the King. And guess what? He's ruler of every nation. Every nation. He's ruler of every nation. Every tongue shall bow. Every knee shall come before the mighty God. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is Shepherd, that Jesus is King, that Jesus is Abba Father. He is Lord. He is King. He is risen. He lives and sits on the right hand of the Father. He remembers your name. He calls out your name before the Father on a daily basis. He do not forget to pray for you. Jesus intercedes for you before the Father daily, daily. So we got to walk daily close to him. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are mighty. Hallelujah. Well, get your Bibles ready. You know, this is a Bible study, and we will study the Bible today. We love to study the Bible on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so forth. So we thank God that we have a word to study. Some countries don't have the Bible, and we put it on the shelf. Some people are smuggling Bibles into them because they're not supposed to read the Bible. They're not supposed to study the Word. But here in America, we don't realize that the Bible is the most powerful weapon that we have. We don't realize what a tool we have in our hands. We think it's the guns, the knives, the Uzis, but it's the Bible. There's power in the Word of God. We need to remind ourselves that the Bible is the ammunition that we need against the enemies, and the enemies running rampant throughout the world. But God is the ruler of the nation. So I thank God for you being on today with us. We serve the Almighty. The Almighty. Ain't nobody greater. Nobody holier than our God. We got to remember that we serve the Almighty and that nothing is impossible to our God. So keep praising, keep honoring, keep blessing him. We have today from Jacksonville, Florida with us, Telly. Telly, she lives on the west side in Jacksonville. She's going to play Trust and Obey. Good afternoon, Telly. How you doing? Oops, hold on. I may not have unmuted her. Please forgive me. I got to backtrack here and unmute the line. So I'm going to unmute all lines, and I'm going to request that each of you put your phone on mute while we're talking, even if you don't have mute and you have to cough. Would you take the phone away from your mouth? You got to sneeze. Would you take the phone away from your mouth? Just being courteous to each other. You know how that goes. Kindness and courtesy is what we need in this hour. And we got to teach it to our children because, you know, they don't know that unless we teach it to them. They don't know what kindness and courtesy is unless we teach it to them. So I thank God. Telly, how are you?
I'm just ready.
Go ahead. Trust and obey. Thank you. Trust and obey. We can't trust and do what we want to do, but we got to trust and obey God. So I thank God for Sister Telly. She's from the Philippines, and she has that gift from the Lord to play powerful, anointed music. We're so grateful to her. You know, we're grateful for each one of us that are on. We're all connected in the Spirit. Some of you I've never seen in my life, but I'm connected with you through the Spirit of the Most High God. We're sisters in the Lord. We're brothers in the Lord. So I thank God for you all coming on. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, don't you know we wouldn't be alive today? But because of his grace and mercy, we are yet alive. So I thank God. I thank God for you. I thank God for the light. I thank God for the Jesus in you and the Jesus in me. It connects and gives us love one another. So I thank God for each one of you all today. Okay, we have Sister Glory Dean with us. She is from Metairie, Louisiana. We've been friends for over 25 years. I thank God for the woman of God. She turned 84 recently. We're still celebrating her birthday and the grace and mercy of God upon her life. Good afternoon, amen. Glory Jean Charlotte. How you doing? Can you hear me, Gloria? She's on, but she may not can hear me right now. I can't hear her. Glory Dean? You gonna come on in a minute. All right. Well, I cannot hear her right at this moment. Glory Dean, are you on? She's on, but I don't know what's going on. She can't hear me, I guess. Latricia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Thelma, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So something's with Glory Dean's phone. She'll fix it in a minute.
Telephone muted.
No, baby, she's not. It's okay. I'm gonna handle it. Thank you. She's not on muted. She just can't hear me. Something's been wrong with her phone today. I talked to her earlier. So she'll straighten it out later. But we thank God for her. Thank God for each of you. I have not forgotten you. I know you're still on, each one of you. I thank God for you all. God is he's almighty. He knows what he's doing. So I thank God for you all today. I thank God for you all. Glory Dean, you back on? Okay, she didn't get to fix that problem yet, but that's okay. We thank God. All right. Well, we're getting ready to do our affirmations today. Woo! I love it because the Bible has affirmations in the Word of God. And we can say our affirmations before the Father. So I thank God for the affirmations that the Lord gave me that we can say. So I know Esther's on. Esther, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All righty. All right, Glory Dean's calling me again. Hold on, Esther. Glory Dean?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but let me connect you. Hold on. All right, Glory Dean?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. All right, you gonna play the song, Glory Dean?
Yeah, open the workshop. I'm going to hear him play it. You there?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Take your time.
Okay. I'm going to try hard. I have to bring it over here. I have to bring my cell phone over. My regular phone is not working. Cell phone is half working. I'm going to put it down here.
All right. Take your time, baby. We understand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We agree with your plans today, Lord. You have mighty plans for the children of the Most High God.
Again,
Amen. Beautiful. The winds are blowing again with the Holy Ghost power. So we thank God for Glory Dean. Thank God for each of you. Thank God for the Word of God. We're getting ready to do our affirmations. So Esther's going to be helping me out. I appreciate it. We're going to do something just a little bit different today, but we're going to do our affirmations first. I thank God for you. Have your Bibles ready, please. All right. The first affirmation I'm going to ask is, for those of you who may not have done this before, repeat after me. And then when Esther, she will read the scriptures, and then I'll continue and you will repeat after me. But just listen to Esther as she reads the scriptures. So I thank God for you all being on with us. Let me make sure I have all the lines unmuted here so you all can participate. All right, I think all the lines are unmuted.
Yeah.
We can participate. All right. All righty, here we go right here. Thank you, Lord. All right, repeat after me. I was created.
I was created.
I was created.
I was created.
To love God.
To love,
love God.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
With all my soul.
With all my soul.
And with all my strength.
And with all my strength.
All right, Esther.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Amen.
Amen. All right, repeat after me. I was created.
I was created.
To love others.
To love others. Like I love myself.
Like I love myself.
All right, Esther.
The book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 39. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen.
Amen. All right, repeat after me. My steps.
My steps.
Are ordered by the Lord.
Are ordered by the Lord.
Esther.
The book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Amen.
All right, repeat after me. I delight myself.
I delight myself.
In the Lord.
And he gives me
my heart's desire.
My heart's desire.
The book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. I commit my way.
I commit my way.
To the Lord.
To the Lord.
And I trust him.
And I trust him. And I trust him.
The book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Esther. All right. So for those of you who are just coming on, we are repeating affirmations. So I'll say the next one. Okay. The next one is, This book of the law.
This book of the law.
Is in my thoughts.
Daily.
Daily.
Meditate on God's word.
God's word.
day and night.
Day and
day
night.
And night.
Mm-hmm.
I obey.
I obey.
Everything that is written in it. So then.
So then.
I will make my way prosperous. And I will have good success. All right. Esther.
The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen.
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 All right. Life is in the power.
Life is in the power.
Of my tongue.
Of my tongue.
What I say. Shapes my future. Esther?
Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen.
All right. I am healthy.
I am healthy.
And prosperous.
In my soul.
And in my body.
The book, 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank you all for participating in the affirmations from the Word of God. The Word of God affirms that we will succeed. We will be prosperous. We will be successful.
Amen.
Be happy.
Yeah.
Healthy. We will be wise. We will read. We will study. We will obey. Trust and obey. So today we're going to do just a little shift. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bible right now. Don't turn your Bibles right now. Just hold your Bibles in front of you. Just keep your Bibles in front of you. But I'm going to ask you some questions, and right after the questions, Tekla is going to share something. I'll let you know, Tekla. She's going to share a little one-minute testimony with us about herself. So anyway, I want to ask you a question now. This is a rhetorical question, so I want you to think about it, and then I'm going to ask some people to answer the question. So right now, I want you just to think about the question. The question is there anyone on the line who does not hear the voice of God? Is there anyone on the line? Don't answer yet. On the line who does not hear the voice of God. In a little bit, we're going to be praying for you and telling you and teaching you how to hear God's voice, because there are some people who don't hear his voice yet and do not know how to hear the voice of God. So that's one of the things we're going to be doing today, is teaching you how to hear the voice of God. Now, you know what? The devil is real busy, because one of the ways he does is he distracts us. He distracted Eve by asking her a question, and he threw her off. She did not know the word, and he knew it. But the devil knows the word, so he'll give you part of the word, but he's not going to give you the true word. The Bible says the devil knows the word, and, you know, he knows it now. Sometimes he know the word of God better than other Christians know the word. Some of us, you say, well, what does Romans 8 say? What does Philippians 4:4 say? We don't know. But God wants us to know his word, because a lot of times he speaks through his word. He may tell you, Philippians 4:8, you're like, okay, well, Lord, what you want me to do about it? Look for it, and then find out what he's saying. And you know what? I get insulted when people say, something told me. No, God is not something. He's everything. So here we go. Now, this time, I want you to state your name when I ask the question. And I'm going to write your name down, and then we're going to go. We're going to keep moving. Oh, is there anyone on the line who does not hear the voice of God? Tell me your name. Can't hear you yet. I know some people told me they don't hear his voice yet, so I need your name.
Elder Nezzy White.
Elder Nezzy. Okay, she says she don't hear the voice of God, but trust me, she does. Elder Nezzy, hear the voice of God. Okay, so next person, Esther. I'm going to put Esther down. She was one of the ones who told me she doesn't. Who else does not hear the voice of God that's on the line? Please give me your name.
Me, Sally.
Kelly, okay, good. All right. Anyone else? Esther, Kelly, one at a time. Next?
Stephanie.
All right, Stephanie. All right, if you're talking to someone else, would you mute your phone, please? All right. So we have, I know Elder Nezzy. She hears the voice of God. I'm grateful that she's on with us today. I'm going to ask her to pray for the elderly in a little while. You're going to be on here with us. Thank you, Elder Nezzy. All right. So we have Esther, Telly, Stephanie. Who else does not hear the voice of God?
All right. I'm only
I hear you. Say your name again. All right. I did hear you, Telly. I wrote your name down. Thank you. So just be patient. Be patient. All right, we have Esther, Telly, and Stephanie. They want to hear the voice of God. So I want you to write these scriptures down. I also need you to have paper and pen whenever you're on the line with me. Because you know what? God speaks through various ways. Sometimes he's speaking a word to you, and I don't even know it. I may be saying something. Someone else on the line may be saying something, and God is speaking directly to you. So here's what. Listen to the scriptures. Jeremiah 29:13. Write it down. Jeremiah 29:13. Now, in case you don't get the scriptures written down, call me on my cell phone probably later today or tomorrow, and I will give you the scriptures. So Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So here's one way you can hear the voice of God. You got to seek him with all your heart. You can't be on Facebook and saying, Lord, I want to hear your voice. You can't be cooking and say, Lord, I want to hear your voice. You got to get serious and say, Lord, I need to hear your voice. So you got to search for him. He searched for him. So we're going to be saying in a minute. All right, the next scripture, Matthew. We got a couple of scriptures or so. And then Tekla is going to be giving us a short testimony. Matthew 6:33. We're learning how to hear the voice of God. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You, this word is for you. This is one scripture that drew me closer to God. Matthew 6:33, seek his kingdom first, and then all and his righteousness. So what you got to do is break these scriptures down. Start searching through the scriptures and say, Lord, okay, so what does seek mean, Lord? Look up the word seek. Most of us have Google. Look up the word seek. What does it mean, righteousness? What does it mean, kingdom? Look up those words and start asking the Lord and write them down. Next scripture, Proverbs 8:17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently shall find me. How we got to find? How we got to find him? Seek him diligently. Yep. He has a plan now for us to hear his voice. But the thing is, it's work. Trust. And what else we got to do? Trust in what?
Obey.
Hello?
Obey.
Obey. Yeah, that's how you're going to hear his voice. Trust and obey. All right. So the next scripture, 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. That's how you're going to do it. Seek. Look up the word seek. What does it mean? Look up
look
the Lord's
for.
Strength. Seek the Lord and his strength. Look up the word presence. Seek his presence. How often? Continually. And then you're going to hear his voice. You got to follow the word, trust and obey. The last scripture, Isaiah 55:6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. Now listen, to me that suggests that there may be a time where he may not be found. You got to call on him. Call on him. Call on him while he is what?
Near.
Near. Mm-hmm. That must mean sometime he's closer than others. So we got to call him closer. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Come closer. Come closer, Lord. Come closer. All right. Anybody have a question thus far? And then Tekla's going to give her a one-minute testimony. Any questions right now?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Patricia, that was 1 Chronicles what? The Lord, 1 Chronicles.
Okay, remember I said call me at home if you don't get them, but I'm going to give it to you. 1 Chronicles 16:11.
Thank you.
1 Chronicles now. You didn't get those scriptures. You call me at home. I'm going to give them to you. 1 Chronicles 16:11. I'm going to repeat them. Jeremiah 29:13, the first one. The second one, Matthew 6:33, the third one. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's the second one. The third scripture, Proverbs 8:17.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture 4, 1 Chronicles 16:11.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture 5, Isaiah 55:6.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So Tekla's going to give her testimony, and then we'll ask anybody else have any questions again. I thank you. You know, you guys are so patient. I love you all so much. I thank God for each of you. You know, God is an awesome God. He has children all over the world.
Yeah.
All over the world. He knows your name. Listen to me. God created your language. There's no language that he doesn't know. He knows your language. So if you don't speak English, he knows it. Whatever your language is, God gave it to you, and he knows it. He created it. Isn't he awesome? All right, Sister Tekla, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
All right, if you could
I'm
limit your
time
to 1 minute, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. She's going to tell us about hearing the voice of God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Corita. I'm not going to waste my words because I have only 1 minute, but the most exciting thing, I think, in my life is to really hear the voice of God, and I have always desired this. I always wanted to hear his voice audibly, and I did, and I do, and that's one of the greatest blessings in my life. Not hear him all the time, but that's one of my greatest desires, to hear him all the time. And at times I just hear him just in my head. The first time I heard him audibly was when I first gave my life to the Lord. I went forward and people were singing, "The Spirit of the Lord is now upon me to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to open prison doors and let the blind to see." And that was the first time, and I felt that the Lord is telling me that I'm healing you, but I'm also going to use you to heal, do it to the others. That was the first time I heard his voice through those while the song was going. And then I also, there are times that I just hear him. I don't hear his voice, but I hear him in my head. And then another way he speaks to me is when I'm reading the word, some of the words will jump out at me. Or I remember the day when I was reading Isaiah 55:5 after I have accepted the Lord. And as I came to that verse, I felt like hot oil going through me. And I thought, what's happening? The verse was, "Spirit, I will call, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not. A nation that knew not thee will run unto thee because the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel." And I felt the Lord saying, I'm going to take you to different nations. And this to a girl who had nothing, this was like, wow, how is this ever going to happen? And then I also hear God's voice through people I know.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is when I go to church through the pastors, when he's preaching, I hear his voice. Certain words will speak to me very powerfully. And another way he speaks to me is sometimes prophets come through and I sometimes yearn, I hope you call me, I hope you call me. I want to hear word from me. And sometimes they never do and I'm so disappointed because they're telling words for everybody and not for me. My favorite is listening to his voice directly. I like when people prophesy over me, but the most I like is when I hear his voice directly. And always, always he confirms to me through the word. He confirms to me everything he says to me through the word. And I've also learned that even when people tell me a prophetic word, I always say thank you, and I take it to the Lord and say, is this from you or is this not from you? And if it's not from him, then I just put it on the shelf. But if it's for me, I embrace it. And for me, he's so precious to me. Now I know his voice, that I know when he speaks to me, I know that's his voice. And I love it. Like I said, sometimes audibly, sometimes just in my head, and sometimes through the word. And it's very important for me that even when he gives me, sometimes he uses me to give a word to other people. But I find that when I give a word to other people, I be very careful. Sometimes he just gives me a word for me to pray for them, not to share it with them, just to know it in my head, and I keep it. But there are other times when he tells me, I want you to tell them, and I tell some of the words he tells me. He always has told me that when he tells me to tell something to other people, he has already spoken to them, and he's talking to me as confirmation. And sometimes as a last resort, sometimes he tells me some strong things to say, and I'm afraid that I don't want to be disliked by people. I don't want to say it. And then I said, no, I want you to say it. So when my spiritual mom once taught me that if God tells you to tell something to someone, don't add, don't deduct. Just say what he tells you. But I was mistaken. He's telling you to share it and not to keep and pray.
Amen, so, amen. Well, we thank Sister Telly. That was awesome. I mean, Tekla, thank you so much. She is from Sri Lanka. So we thank God she is from India, in the area of India. So we thank God for her giving that powerful testimony. I thank God for you sharing, being willing to share, because she is sharp in the spirit. And I thank God for putting her and each one of you in my lives. Each one of you bring an aspect of God that I need. So I thank God. And, you know, she talked about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But most of all, she had a desire, a deep desire to hear the voice of God. You know, when people around you, they say, well, God told me to tell you. You go like, really? I never heard his voice. Why he didn't tell me? He's speaking to you, but you may not hear him. Then she also spoke about he speak to her in his spirit. Now, she has heard the audible voice of God. I've never heard his audible voice. So that's amazing. I've heard two or three people told me I have heard the audible voice of God. So that's amazing. Then she said sometimes when she's studying the word of God, God speak to her through the scriptures. Also, sometimes I'm sorry, was someone saying something and I didn't get it?
Yeah, I said yeah. In scripture.
Can anybody hear me? I don't know about the phone.
Yes, we can hear you, baby.
Oh, well, after she speaks, I'll speak.
Okay, just hold up. Well, okay, we have a little bit of agenda here, so just hang on, okay? All right, so the other thing is she hear pastors speak the word of God, and then people she know may give her a word. They may prophesy over her as well. So today we're not going to linger on that too much. I'm going to ask if you have a question concerning hearing the voice of God. That's what we're going to concentrate on right this minute, Glory Jean. Do you have
I understand,
but if you would just hold on to that thought, we'll come back.
Okay, I am.
Oh, okay, thank you. All right, so I want to know, does anyone have any questions right now about hearing the voice of God? Anybody have any questions? Okay. I appreciate that. Kelly, I didn't understand. Speak louder.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I said I cannot hear the voice of God, but I have, as what the sister said, I felt that through the scriptures, the people whom I have talked to, for the pastors, for all the people have shared the word of God.
Kelly, I want to know, do you have a question about hearing the word of God? Okay, what is the question?
I want to hear the voice of God audibly only. That's the one that I'm seeking.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. All right, now, okay, so in a minute, we're going to be praying for those who do not hear the voice of God, either in their spirit or audibly. So we're going to be in just a minute. Now, Glory Jean was making a statement. Go ahead, Glory Jean.
Well, having trouble just your phone. I was trying to tell you when I was about 23 or 24, my early 20s, a voice came to my bed and woke me up, spoke in my ear, and said, "Hark, the first thing to learn is love." And all these years, I've kept that like mirror. I've pounded that in my heart, and I've been studying about love, love, love.
Amen. That's awesome, Glory. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Love. And that's important. We all got to love. All right. Okay, so we're going to move on. Elder Nezzy, can you pray? Hold on, Elder Nezzy. Let me make sure I got to unmute everybody's phone here. I would like for you to pray for people along with Tekla. But make it a brief prayer, like about a one-minute prayer, Elder Nezzy, and then Tekla. Can you pray like a one-minute prayer for people, let's see, particularly Esther, Kelly, Stephanie, and I want to be able to hear the audible voice of God as well. So I'll put myself down here. So, all right. Elder Nezzy, can you hear me now? Elder Nezzy, are you on? All right, she may be on another line or something, but she's on with us. All right, so Tekla, can you pray a one-minute prayer for us to hear the voice of God?
Okay. Abba Father, we come to your throne room. I know you're listening to us, and I know you are so excited just to hear us sharing your word, sharing our thoughts, sharing our desires. Mm-hmm. And Father, it's your desire that we seek to hear your voice. I know we're asking you to give that audible voice, but you want us to want that desire. You place that desire in our heart. You want us to desire to hear your voice. You're waiting just to impart it to us. We thank you for that, Lord, that we come before your throne room. And on behalf, I thank you for the times that I've heard your voice. I thank you for the times that you bless me for letting me hear your voice. And I thank you, Lord, that I impart that to these sisters who desire like me. Thank you for implanting in their mind, in their spirit, in their body, the desire to hear your voice audibly. I know they're hearing it through the word. I know they're hearing it through the scriptures and through other people sometimes and in their heads, but they want to hear your voice. Desire, and I thank you for granting that. As I intercede and stand in the gap, I want to hear more of you. I want to hear more of your voice, Abba Father. I want to hear more of you, Yeshua HaMashiach. I want to hear more of you, Holy Spirit. But now with them, I desire to hear more. But at the same time, I am standing in the gap and I receive it as we ask that you are imparting to them the ability to hear your voice audibly. Thank you for touching their hearing. Not just in their head, but their hearing and the sound waves. Through the sound waves, they can hear you. We receive this blessing, Lord. We receive this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Praise you for this. We praise you for this. We give glory to you. We are so thankful for that for you. And we are so deeply, deeply thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Elder Nezi, are you back on? All right, she may not be able to hear me. Gloria Dean, can you pray like a one-minute prayer for us to hear the voice of God? Gloria Dean.
To hear the voice of God. Father God, we just want to thank you for all the ones of us that want to hear the voice of God, the ones that really want to hear God. We pray, God, we have to be in the Word, have a right spirit all the time, and try to live according to the Word of God. May not understand things, and a lot of times our Lord is speaking, don't understand. But God, that we will humble ourselves and continue to keep ourselves open, but we don't know. One thing, we don't know when God's going to speak. I was very young. I didn't understand, but I kept it in my heart. Mary was very young. She had to understand. You don't ever know when. You can be in the Lord even 20 years or 10 years, and then you may hear the voice of the Lord. As you continue his work and he has something for you to do, the Lord will speak into your spirit. He will speak in your spirit when you continue to be open up and really pray. And a lot of times it's going to come. When he wants it to come, we can't make it happen. We have to continue to have be humble in our spirit. Have humble spirit. Stay before God. Always keep God in your heart. Always have a little prayer going. And we think about that there's nothing that we can do. All we can do is, Lord, I thank you one day that you speak in my spirit or speak to me in an audible voice. I thank you, Lord. But, Father, I thank you that you will touch each and every one that would like to hear the voice of the Lord. God, that they humble themselves. Don't push it. Don't do anything. It's going to be what God wants to do. And it's going to be in his timing. And it's going to be a work for you to do. Not just talking. It's going to be a word for the know. Word to remember. Whatever God gives is going to be pounded in your heart. It's going to stay there. Whatever God gives, it does not move. But we thank you, Lord, that those of us that want to hear the voice of the Lord in the spirit, audible voice, just be open up to God at all times. Just begin to thank the Lord. Keep a prayer going. Read your word. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank God. All right. Okay, moving right along. It's Bible story time, Bible study time. turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 4, because we're going to be doing our study. You know, the homework assignment was for us to read Genesis chapter 4 weekly. Some of us are struggling reading the Word, and God wants it to be a pleasure. I'm telling you, God wants it to be a pleasure for us to read His Word. You know, everyone doesn't have the Bible. Those who don't have it, they want to read. There are blind people who listen to the Word of God. There's a young lady who called me a little while ago. She has the Word of God on her on tape. She's blind. She can't read. But she listened to the Word every day. So there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. We have to desire to study, to read the Word of God. So right now we're in Genesis. We're in the book of Genesis. We've been in Genesis now for a couple of months. We're on Genesis chapter 4. So we're going to pick up where we left off last week. But here's the question. Think about the question before you answer. How did Cain... Oops, you know what I forgot? I'm sorry. I forgot my two people supposed to read my scripture for me. There are two sisters that are supposed to read the scripture for me. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. Here it is right here in front of me, and I overlooked it. There's Sister Latricia. She's going to read Genesis 4, 1 through, I think it's 12 or 13, and then Sister Stephanie. So you guys, don't let me miss what I need to do. Y'all got to help me sometime. I get so excited, and I was moving, you know, kind of fast. So, Sister Latricia, if you'll read Genesis 4, 1 through whatever I asked you, 12, I believe.
12? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so Genesis 4, 1 through 12. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought to the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance failed. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother. And the Lord said unto him, where is thy brother? I know not. And am I my brother's keeper? Yes. What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crying unto thee from the ground. And thou art thou heard from the home. Thou openest the mouth to thee, thy brother's blood. And thou stood to the ground, it shall not henceforth be unto thee a shame. A and vagabond thou shalt be.
All right, Sister Stephanie.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, everyone. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out in this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city, and called the name of the city after his son, Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Arad, and to Arad begat Mahalalel, and Mahalalel begat Mesuel, and Mesuel begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives, and of one was Adah, and the other name of the other was Zibla. And Adah bare Jubal, and he was the father of such that as dwell in the tents, and of such to have the cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled the harp and the organ. And Zillah also bare Tubal Cain, and instructor of very artificial in brass and iron. And his sister of Tubalakim was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Adam and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man in thy wandering, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and 7-fold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, who Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. That then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Latricia, Sister Stephanie, for reading the word. I mean, the word of God is so awesome. I just really appreciate you all taking the time. And some of those words in the Bible, we got to practice them over and over, because I'm like, what? How you say that, Lord? So I thank God for you two ladies. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. We thank God. Did Elder Nezzy come back on yet? All right. Her number's there, but she may be on another line. Thank God. Right. So I'm going to ask you all to listen to the question. We're in Genesis 4. Someone, if you could put your phone on mute, you may be doing something in the kitchen or moving around or something. I appreciate it. All right. The question is, how did Cain feel when his offering was rejected? How do you think Cain felt when his offering was rejected? It tells it in Genesis 4.
He was,
state your name and answer the question.
This is Stephanie, and he was wroth.
All right. What is wroth, Sister Stephanie?
Angry.
Yes, he was very angry. And what happened? He was angry, and what happened? Something else happened to him. God said, why is your
countenance fell? This is Patricia.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, why his countenance.
Amen. He said, your countenance fell. you know, you look at children's face sometime and you say, well, baby, you can't go outside and play. You look at their face, their little countenance fall. And sometimes they get angry at you because you said, no, you can't do this. So, yeah, we a human being, sometimes our countenance fall with the Lord. We get angry with God. I was angry with God one time. I didn't even know it. A prophet told me. They said, you were angry with God. I said, what? I thought God would kill you if you get angry with him. That's how ignorant I was first. Someone's still kind of moving something around. If you could put your phone on mute for me, I appreciate it. All right. So I want to ask a question. Has anyone on the line ever felt rejected by God for something you did that was not what he wanted you to do or something he asked of you? Did you feel, you know, did you feel rejected? State your
Minister
name
Carissa,
and answer.
Minister Carissa, this is Minister Gwendolyn Bernardo
yes.
in Houston, and I'm truly enjoying the Bible study. Amen. You know, I will say this, and this is no trying to make anybody feel bad, but I find that we as believers, we don't like to admit when we make mistakes. But when admitting mistakes is how we grow and how we heal. And I don't have a problem with saying that, yes, at one time in my life, I did. I made a mistake. The Lord had blessed me with a business in New Orleans, and I wasn't taking time out to hear from him, to hear the voice of God. And I was listening to what other people were saying, and they were giving me worldly advice. What I mean, you know, get politicians to do this, and it ended up what was a blessing turned out to be a mess. And on top of that, the Lord allowed me to go through a dry place for a long time. I think that was my consequences. And to let me know, don't you ever do that again. And so I'm grateful to say that that I learned a lot from that. If it takes me, and I know the Lord is directing me or giving me vision on something, if it takes 6 months or longer for me to hear from him, I've learned from that to wait and not get ahead of God. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else? State your name and if you've ever, you got cut off, Latricia?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, hold on. If you get cut off, just call me back. It wasn't intentional. I don't know. Let me call Glory Dean. All right, anyone else on the line? You ever, you know, got you know, felt rejected by God. You got angry with him because you felt rejected. Anybody else?
Tesla, I felt like that.
Oh, I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What'd you say, Tekla? Tekla, what'd you say?
I felt rejected by the Lord, and I felt for some time I felt very angry about it because I was here in America and my mother was sick in Sri Lanka, and I kept asking him to heal her. And I said, Lord, I've given up everything for you. Just don't take her away from me. And she did pass away. At first, when I prayed, she came back to life, even though she was dead twice. And but the last time she was so sick, I said, okay, Lord, I'm releasing her too. And she went the same day. But for some time, I felt like God didn't heal her for me. He took my mother away. That's the only thing I asked in life from him. I mean, I have asked many things. I said, this is it. But that's
hurt me
a lot.
Well,
but
thank you so much for sharing that.
I had to ask his forgiveness later
for
being angry and being resentful.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Sister Gwen and Sister Tekla, for sharing that. Now, I want, you know, a lot of times, you know, we read the Word of God, we don't always have a clear understanding of his ways. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. So sometimes we can get angry. We go like, oh, my God. You know, there's such a thing as presumptuous sins. You know, we presume that God said this or he said that and he meant this and he meant that. But like, you know, Sister Gwen said, we got to go to him and say, Lord, how do you want it done? You told me to do this, but how do you want it done? So God told Adam specific things. He's a specific God. Now, some things are not very clear. Sometimes he'll tell you, like he told Abraham, go, get away from your family. And then he didn't speak to him for a while. And so sometimes he may tell you to do something, and you go like, okay, Lord, I'm here. I'm waiting on you. What else you want? He may not answer you right then. So we have to, you know, just keep seeking him. Keep seeking him. He'll answer us eventually. So I thank God, you know, I thank God that, you know, we're able to say, yeah, I'm angry with God. Yeah, because he took my mama. He, you know, I got angry with him because this didn't happen the way I thought it was going to happen. But, you know, God specifically tells us in his word about his laws, his statutes, his commandments, and how to obey them. And so a lot of times we don't study, so we don't know, and we don't understand, but we got to keep seeking him. You know, sometimes we may read certain things, and we go like, Lord, I don't understand this. Send somebody to help me. So that's what he does. He'll help us, but we got, you know what, one of the things that's hard for us, it's hard for children too, very difficult for children, is to wait. Wait on the Lord. You know, that was one of the things that Abraham had to do. He had to wait on God. Oh, Lord, that promise didn't come to years later. Waiting on God can be a difficult thing. So, but God did tell Cain, he said, now listen, if you do well, you'll be accepted. And he tells us the same thing. If we do well, in other words, if we do what God tells us to do, he'll accept our gift or our offering or whatever it is, our obedience. God gives us laws to follow. Why do you think? This is a question for each of you. Why do you think God gives us a law? So state your name and answer the question briefly for me, please, so we can keep moving.
I didn't understand.
Okay, hold up 1 second. The question is, why do you think, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Can someone else tell me the question again I just asked?
You said.
Lanny McBride, your question.
All right. So why does God give us a law? Why does God give us law?
Stephanie, to protect us from hurt, harm, and danger.
Yes, to protect us from harm and danger. Someone else will speak and give your name and answer.
Lanny McBride.
Minister, go ahead.
Go ahead, Lanny, and then Minister Glenn, go ahead.
God gave us his law so that we would know his, what his principles look like. He set for the standard. To let us know.
All
what
right, yep, that's the standard, yes. All right, okay, go ahead. Glenn,
Minister Glenn. Yes, I was going to say the same thing that he said, that those are standards, laws from him are standards for us to go by so that we can know with clarity what it is that he expects us to follow and respect.
Amen,
and obey.
Amen, thank you. Yes, yes. All right. So Genesis 4:8 says, why did Cain murder his brother? Why did Cain murder his brother?
Stephanie, because the Lord did not accept his offering as he did his brother's offering. He
All right.
was jealous
what
of
they,
his
yep,
brother.
He didn't accept.
This is Patricia.
Uh-huh.
He was jealous of his brother.
Both things are correct, yes. God didn't accept his offering because he didn't do what God told him to do. And the other thing was that he, you know, he was angry. He was angry. All right. What was the lie Cain told God when God asked him, where is Abel? What was the lie? State your name and answer the question briefly, please.
Stephanie, he told him he did not know where his brother was.
Yes. All right. Yeah, he told him, look, I don't know where my brother is. And what else did he say? Take your name.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Gloria D. Am I my brother's keeper?
Okay. All right. Good, Gloria Dean. Thelma, speak a little louder and say it again.
Am I my brother's keeper?
All right. Yes, he said, am I my brother's keeper? So, you know, that's what we do. We when we do things, you know, wrong, we give God some type of an excuse. But Cain was trying to do, he was trying to cover up. He was trying to cover up. So Adam and Eve was trying to cover up too. Eve blamed the serpent. The serpent blamed her, and Adam blamed Eve. So that's what we do as human beings. We blame other people. So these generational curses come down in our family. So inherited curses. Let's turn in our Bibles to Galatians 5. Galatians, the fifth chapter. We're almost finished. We got a little bit more to go. Galatians 5. All right. It talks about the sins. Galatians 5. It talks about the sins.
Okay.
All righty. Galatians 5. We should be almost there.
I'm there.
All right. Okay. Galatians 5. I'm going to read one verse and I'll call on someone else to read another verse. I'm going to start at verse 19. Galatians 5 and 19. Okay. It says, now the effect, this is a different version, but it's Galatians 5:19. Now the effects of the corrupt nature are obvious. Illicit sex, perversion, promiscuity, idolatry, drug use, hatred, rivalry, jealousy, angry outbursts, selfish ambition, conflict, fractions, envy, drunkenness, wild partying, things like that. Okay, I'm sorry, I read into Stephanie, could you read 22? Let me finish 21. I've told you in the past, and I'm telling you again, that people who do things like these will not inherit the kingdom of God. Stephanie, could you read 22 for me?
22 reads, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith.
Okay. But the first in Galatians 5:19-21 talks about sin's fruit. So if we sin, all of those terrible things, we start doing those things. So today we're going to be talking about getting rid of inherited curses in our lives so these sins won't be passed down to our nieces, nephews, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So we're going to talk about these lying, cheating, stealing, cussing, separation, divorce, murder, rape, molestation, violence, prison sentences. Anybody want to add a couple of more? All right. Well, let's move.
Stephanie, did you say sex? Human.
Add it anyway. It doesn't matter. Add it anyway.
Human trafficking.
All right, human trafficking. Okay, anybody else? Very good, thank you.
Satan worship.
Excuse me.
State your name and say it, please.
Tekla. Satan worship.
Yeah, satanic worship, yes. All right. So a lot of that going on even among our children. All right, so we're going to pray for ourselves and our families, that these things will be removed from us and our family. So, Father God, we just ask you that every inherited curse that's upon us, upon our families, that they would be removed, that they would not be held against us. Oh, God, they would not be continually thriving in our lives. We call out these generational curses in our families, addiction, alcohol, drugs, sex, food, lying, cheating, stealing, cussing, separation, divorce, murder, rape, molestation, violence, prison sentence, human trafficking, satanic worship, and any other sins that we or our families have committed. We cut them off. Go back 100 generations
Lord God, and cut those off from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, so listen. This is what I want us to listen to intensely, and we're almost finished. Cain told Abel concerning our birth, our brothers and our sisters, we might not be killing them physically, but are we killing them spiritually?
Uh-huh.
Are we killing our brothers and sisters in our own family? Are we killing our brothers and our sisters in our church family? What about on the job? Are we killing them by how we're treating them? Are we treating them, you know, the way God wanted? Are we considerate of them? Emotional treatment. Are we kind to them? Are we compassionate towards them? Are we judgmental of them? Are we critical of them? Do we complain to them or about them? Or do we encourage them? So what do you think God wants from us? Don't you think he would want us to not do these horrible things? So, Father, we pray any way we've killed our brother, our sister, and our physical family, that you would forgive us. If we've mistreated them, if we're inconsiderate, if we're not kind to them, if we're not compassionate towards them, if we're judgmental, if we are critical of them, if we complain about them, help us to compliment them, Lord. Help us to encourage them. How do we treat them psychologically? Do we play mind games with them? Think about what I'm asking you. Do you play mind games with your sisters and your brothers? You know, you say, oh, well, you know, he ain't going to do it. How do we treat them? Do we keep secrets from them? Are we bitterness or resentment? We say, they say, well, what's wrong? Nothing. You say, have I offended you? No, no. You're too proud to tell them you were offended. It shows in your voice tone, in your body language. Sometimes pride keep us from being honest. You know, do we talk negatively to them or about them, to our family members or about our family members? Do we lie to them? Do we deliberately leave them out of family gatherings? Do we put them down with our manner or negative or critical ways or words? Do we cut them to the core? When we ask God, or when God asks us, where's your sister? Where's your brother? Do we say, Lord, am I her keeper? Lord, am I my brother's keeper, my sister's keeper? So, you know, Cain and Abel, just think about that. Sometimes we're Cain, and we don't even realize it. So ask the Lord to show us, Lord. So repeat after me, everybody. Forgive. This is time for forgiveness. Let's repent for all the ways I've mentioned above and ask God's forgiveness. Say, Lord.
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 Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For not treating my brother.
For not treating
my brother.
Or my sister.
Or my sister.
Inconsiderate ways.
Inconsiderate ways.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For being unkind to them.
For being unkind to them.
Lord, forgive me.
And then Lord, forgive me.
For not being compassionate towards them.
Not being compassionate towards them.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For not encouraging them.
For not encouraging them.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For not complimenting them.
For not complimenting them.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For any way I've mistreated them.
For any way I have mistreated them.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For playing mind games with them.
for playing mind games with them.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For any dishonesty.
For any dishonesty.
Towards him.
Towards them.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For any bitterness or resentment.
For any bitterness or resentment.
Towards him.
Towards them.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
Talking about them negatively.
For talking about them negatively.
To other family members.
To other family members.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For any lies I told them.
For the lies I told them.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For deliberately leaving them.
For deliberately leaving them.
Out of family gatherings.
Out of
family gatherings.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For any way I put them down.
For any way I have put them down.
With my words.
My word.
Or my manner.
My manner.
Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For any jealousy.
Towards
my sister.
Towards my sister.
Or my brothers.
Or my brothers.
What talents you gave them.
Give
me, Lord.
Give me, Lord.
Give me, Lord. Give me, Lord.
For any envious way.
For any envious way.
For my brother or my sister.
For my brother or my sister.
Instead of embracing them. Being thankful.
Being thankful.
What you gave me.
What you gave me.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord,
I thank you.
For forgiving me.
For forgiving me.
And cleansing my heart.
And cleansing my heart.
Of all unrighteousness. Keep my heart cleansed.
Keep my heart cleansed.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
Daily. Add unto me.
The fruit of the Spirit.
And a superabundant supply. Love.
Joy, peace,
gentleness,
goodness,
meekness, temperance,
long suffering.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm free. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm free. Hallelujah. You know, God is so good. He knows our heart. He knows what's there. We just got to give it up and say, Lord, I'm the one. I'm guilty. Yeah, I killed him. But I thank you that you forgave me.
Yes, God.
I love you all so much. I'm going to ask, did Elder Nezzy come back on yet? All right. I don't see her on here anyway. number may be going off. But anyway, I'm going to ask, hold up 1 second. Minister Gwen, would you give us a closing prayer? Include all of us. We all got needs and things we want prayed for, our family, our, you know, our health, our well-being, our safety, and pray against the coronavirus, and, you know, but just pray. Close us out. Anybody got anything they just burning to say before we close out? Burning to say. Come on, y'all. All right.
I just have to say, this is Stephanie. I would just like to thank God for bringing me from where I was to where I am this day. He truly has given me forgiveness, salvation, joy, overwhelming joy. And I just thank him in the mighty name of Jesus that he did not leave nor forsake me when I was out there being an all sinner. I just thank him and love him with all my heart.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Amen. Stephanie. Else, one burning desire. Come on, something you wanted to just say.
Sister G, when you were listening to the list of things that we need to ask God for forgiveness for, to pray.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We can't hear you, Minister Lanny.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking that many of those things that you were saying that we need to deal with concerning our family, we also need to deal with it concerning our church families. Many of those.
Yeah, I did include that. And that I heard it, but I included church family, sisters, brothers, everywhere.
Well, what I want to ask you, if you have the time to send, I would love to have a copy of that forgiveness prayer, so that I can reverb it again and again. So that God exposes things sometimes when you, well, he just exposes us so that we can get clarity in those areas. If you
all
have
right,
time,
all right,
a
all
couple,
right.
That forgiveness
well,
prayer. Was,
I'm going to talk to the Lord about that. But you know what? Send me your email address because it should be recorded and you can listen to them.
All
but
right,
if not, I'll do my best. All right.
Thank you so much.
Me too. Me too.
I got you. All right.
Me too, Sally.
All righty. All right. Minister Gwen, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. If you could close this out, I appreciate it. And thank you all for your patience and love. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. What
Look
a powerful
to next
Bible.
Time.
All right.
Amen. What a powerful Bible study teaching this has been. And it is my heart that I would deserve the time on a weekly basis as much as is possible to be a part of this powerful, inspiring Bible study, word
no.
teaching hour. Father
yeah.
in heaven, I'm thanking you today, oh God. Thank you,
yeah.
first of all, for your son Jesus, oh Father, that through him,
yeah.
we know and we appreciate and we're so grateful to you, Lord, for giving us a plan that we know that we would have salvation and eternal life with you, regardless of who we are. Because as we come
Amen.
To you, we come to you as filthy rags, oh God. But thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins daily, hourly, every second of the hour. Oh, God, we thank you today, Lord. Father, I thank you for each and every one on this line, and we thank you for the leader of this line, Father. Thank you for placing
yeah.
this vision in her heart, Minister Carissa Gaffney, Father, and the gift that you have given her, Lord, for teaching as well as revelation of your word, oh, God. Father, we stand in agreement right now for any health situation of the line, that we are healed by the blood of Jesus. We pray and we give thanks to you that every cell, every muscle,
yes,
every
Lord.
Heart in our body is lining up with the word of God.
Help us, Lord.
We come against angry spirits today, Father. We come, oh Heavenly Father, pleading the blood of Jesus over any believer with an angry spirit, that if they heard this message, or they may hear the message of the good news coming from us, oh God, as we have received it on today, that, Father, that they would be made held accountable by your spirit, Father, and confess and reach out to you in prayer and ask, oh God, that you help rid them of spirits of anger today, Lord God. Father, there's somebody walking out on the street right now who doesn't even know you, Father, who's angry, and who even right now may have a weapon to try to harm somebody. Stop them in their tracks right now.
Lord, in the name
in
of
the
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, anywhere all over the world. Father, thank you for bringing together families, brothers and sisters, mothers and daughters and sons, and
Lord
fathers
God,
and
God,
sons
God,
and daughters, children and families, oh Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for healing us today, God, healing families today like never before in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for provision, oh Lord, but there are needs that have to be met. Or need to be met like as soon as possible. And then in some cases, the need was even from like weeks ago, Father. We thank you, God, for meeting those needs in such a way, God, that it would be greater than what my brother and my sister could even imagine as they trust you, dear God. We come, oh Heavenly Father, thanking you, Father, that you allow us to grow and mature in your word, to make time, oh God, to hear from you by reading your word and kneeling in individual prayer, not just on the prayer lines, Lord, but in our own time, oh God, that you allow us to carve out, Father, to pray unto you and to hear from you, dear God. Thank you, God, for blessing and meeting every need that's on this line today and all over the world and for our nation. We lift up our president. We lift up the Congress. We lift up the nation that we would come together as one body united, one spirit in Christ. Oh, God, not going to the left or to the right or to the north or the south, but as one under God, indivisible. And we give your name praise and glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Homework.
Amen.
Read Genesis chapter 5. Homework. Read Genesis chapter 5. And pray every day. Pray every day. Don't forget your prayer times that you have. You know, we said we have this prayer time with the Lord. Take that time and pray. He's looking for you. You want to hear his voice? Get in his presence. I love you all. Talk to you all next. Well, Saturday we'll be on for Children's Day on this same number. Saturday, Children's Day. Look forward to talk to you all soon. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys, too. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You. Telly, are you playing that song, Trust and Obey, Telly?
Yeah. You want me to play again?
Trust and Obey.
Yeah.
Thank you.